Anyway, here we are. Cash Mo Show podcast number two.
Two.
Numero dos. How you say two in
French?
Creole.
Deux.
Okay. Deux. But yeah, man, y'all Haitian, yo. Yo, I'm like, it's a pool party last night, but people was dipped. I'm like, yo, y'all Haitians,
yeah.
y'all just get dipped just to be dipped.
Like, it's known for us, like, if we, let me tell you something. We, you know, communions are big for us, and we would go out and different things like
yeah.
that. So, like, you used to have to buy outfits just for the different
for
communions to go to. Then you had to smell good. Your hair had to be on point. Like, it wasn't a game. Like, we might not buy the most expensive things, but we always look classy, and we always smell good.
Y'all always do look classy. Y'all some dressing motherfuckers.
Yes.
For a barbecue.
Yes.
Motherfuckers is wearing some crispy, clean, crispy shit. I'm like, yo, y'all don't play. I don't know who's the crispiest of the Caribbean. It's a very close between Jamaicans and Haitians.
I think we're a different type because I think Jamaicans are more like
designery
and style.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, we're like. We're just a little more classic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when I mean smell goods, when people pass me all the time, they be like, what is on you? They don't know that I have, like, Chanel. Like, I wear Chanel lotions, like, Hermes perfume. Like, we're big on that, and we mix and stuff like that. Because when we were little, my mother used to bathe us, put Ginate, which is
Ginate.
After... Ginate.
Yeah.
Which is
I used to use Brut.
So you
remember Brut in the green bottle?
Yes.
Yeah,
I used to
slather myself in Brut.
After I bathe, then put deodorant, then put powder,
oh my
then
God.
Put lotion.
Damn. Word.
You was not smelling any which way.
Mm-mm. No, my mom ain't play that shit.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Like she used to smell me and say, okay, all right, you did good. Before I left the house, I'm like, okay. I was like, I thought it was so weird, but I'm like, okay, you know what? I appreciate that now because at least I wasn't the smelly kid in class.
Oh, it's the
Did
worst.
Not want to be the smelly kid in class.
Whoever wants to be the smelly kid.
I remember the smelly girl in class, too.
I remember the smelly girl
damn,
and smelly boy.
Poor
used to be
thing.
Like, damn, son.
Actually, I don't
That's
remember.
That's how your life is?
Well, you know, I guess because we kind of figured that boys are going to be smelly anyway, so we never really noticed a smelly boy in class. But the smelly girl, I do remember her very well. From elementary
Talking
school.
About smells, even though this is so off topic.
Way off topic. And by the way, that 444 album, that Jay-Z album.
It's good?
It's a classic. I ordered
really?
I actually ordered the
Shut
CD.
Up. I thought you weren't even going to get You remember you were like,
no.
ah. It was good?
Okay. Now, there's two Jay-Zs. There's the post-Rockefeller Jay-Z and the pre. Pre-Rockefeller is when him and Damon Dash were fucking
with
together.
Them then.
And that's the Jay-Z I know. The one who left... Damon Dash, that is Sean Carter. So this album is, to me, the best album Sean Carter's put out so far. But Jay-Z?
Mm.
It's not a Jay-Z album. This is a Sean Carter album. Sean Carter, I was like, I ain't fucking with Sean Carter because to me, Jay-Z's dead. Once he left Rockefeller, I mean, once Damon Dash and him,
yeah.
It's like Ashford and Simpson
but with no
split
Ash.
Up. They're not Ashford and Simpson no more. One of you is Valerie Simpson. The other one is Nick Ashford. Yeah, I ain't Ashford and Simpson no more.
Right.
So to me, that Jay-Z, that time is done. But this album, I was like, yo, I put it on yesterday and I played the whole thing straight through, all 13 tracks. Man, listen.
I didn't hear it yet. I only heard like two songs.
It's worth ordering the CD. Don't download it. I got the physical CD at home and I uploaded it to my iTunes. I was trying to find the vinyl, but they don't have it on vinyl yet. But, yeah. So for those of y'all listening, if you ain't got the 444 album, if you like hip-hop, not rap, if you like hip-hop, because I mean, I never heard hip-hop in your life, Jay-Z's album is motherfucking hip-hop. Oh, I'm sorry. The Jay-Z, a.k.a. Sean Carter album.
You mean the Sean Carter?
Sean Carter.
444.
Right. That 444 album is an instant classic. But anyway... So, sex with no condom.
Whoa! Why did we just freeball
Kaboom.
It just now?
Guess who stepped in the room?
You know, here's one thing about sex with no condom, and I know this might sound a little crazy to you, but here's what I don't like. I'm gonna say it. So we get to the point, and we decide, fuck this shit, condom off. I want raw dog thinking, like
Fling.
Give it to me raw. Okay.
Baby,
and then
on.
I tell the dude, I'm just saying, This is not, I'm just saying.
So then I tell, you know, I don't usually do this.
So I tell the dude, yo, I'm on birth control. All of a sudden.
Don't be shooting up in the club just because you ain't on birth control, dude.
I'm not done. Oh. So then I say I'm on birth control. We're not using condoms. That doesn't mean.
Just to go ham?
That you gonna
like,
go.
Like you got a free pass to just.
Like, open the. Like, beside, you're beyond shooting in the club. It's like.
You're throwing a fucking hand grenade in that bitch.
Like.
Like you.
It's not free ball come in me access. That's what it is. That's what it is. It's like free ball. Just come in me. Just like. Like, woohoo, we about to have a party up in this cooch.
Like party word. It's like party time.
That doesn't give you. And then when you look at the dude, and I mean, you go, wait, hold up. Wait. And he just like, and release. And you're like, wait, hold up. Hold up. Because you all in the moment, you're like, wait.
And then he just give you the exhale.
Like you give the look, like, you know, the huh, and then the dick gets limp. Because he's
man, that's the best fucking feeling.
Anyway. God. But what I'm saying is that then all of a sudden you give the look like, did you just, and you know, yep. Real cordial, did you just come inside of me? Like, and then they give you the look like,
yeah.
But ain't you on birth control pills? And you're like, hold up. Just because we're not using condoms anymore doesn't mean I want you to have a free-for-all in my cooch. You understand what I'm saying? You should know when it's time to release and take that bad boy out and poom, poom, poom somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is this?
It's open season. And then I have season. To be like, open season on, to, on, you on that uterus.
You have to talk, like, in a cordial manner. Like, could you please not come in me? Thank you. Could you just take out the penis when it's due time? Because that's the way I know it. Because I'm like, you in it, and then all of a sudden you feel the limp dick. And you're like, wait, what is this limp? Wait, limp dick means you came. Oh, shit. I don't see nothing out.
Yeah, you gotta set those parameters before. Be like, listen, okay, I'm not on birth control, but don't come in me.
But you gotta tell them. Here's the thing.
Because if you say I'm not on birth control, that to me is like, okay, that means I'm good to go.
No, but here's the thing. How about you have that conversation with the person?
Mm-hmm.
You told them.
Oh no, then you violated it. Nah.
Even though I'm on birth control, don't come in me. Yo.
Yeah, no, nah, that's a violation. Quick one.
And then you get into it, and then they do this. I just got into the moment. Motherfucker, nah. You knew when you was about to come.
Yeah, that's a violation. You don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that, dudes. Don't be. If she says specifically, do not come in me, don't. Truthfully, even if she says it's okay, I know people who got pregnant on birth control.
I've known
them. It's not a guarantee.
I know people who got pregnant on condoms. It's not good.
That too.
Yeah.
But I know much more who got pregnant with birth control than condoms. And like I said, you can tell when as a guy, you can tell. Women probably can't tell, but we can tell when the condom breaks because all of a sudden that okay feeling just became a wonderful feeling. Like, oh shit. Like,
really?
It's a big difference between skin and protected vaginal walls. You know what I'm saying? It's a big difference.
Did you just say protected skin and vaginal walls?
I'm telling you, there's a difference.
What is vaginal balls?
I mean, like, you know, like between not having a condom on and having one on, there's a big difference. So if the condom should happen to pop while I'm in you, I can tell because all of a sudden the feeling just changes. So when people be like, oh, I didn't know the condom, that motherfucker knew.
He
didn't give a fuck. He just kept going. He wants you to say something. He was like, I wonder if she notices. She ain't say nothing? Okay, fuck it. Bam, bam. What time?
Wow. So then what do you think about this whole? I mean, I have my reservations about the whole. Feel like once condom is off, you're mine. I know that sounds wrong. What do you think? Like,
you mean once condom is off, y'all like basically made a commitment to each other?
Yo,
sort of?
It's a motherfucking commitment, dude.
I mean, not for nothing.
You putting sperm juice in me.
Now you playing with live ammunition, so to speak.
Like things could go. You know how they say Facebook Live? We going live.
Yeah.
So now it's like.
All bets are off now.
Right. So.
Yeah. By the time you decide to go raw dizzle. Yeah, you should think to yourself, okay, God forbid something happened with this chick. Would I be okay with if she don't want to go get that abortion? Because a lot of chicks don't want to do it. Especially if
at this age.
Past their 30s. Like past 30? Yeah.
It's a wrap.
Yeah.
Say hello, baby mama.
You might as well just relax and step into your role as daddy, because she keeping that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But
should there be a limit on how many dudes you can who can slide and put the juice in you?
I would hope so. I would hope so. At least. I don't know. I mean, for a guy, it's like, okay, we are not going to do that.
What's your
numbers? Well, as a guy,
mm-hmm.
Okay, by default, condom going to come out before anything happens. But if it's a person that I've been talking to for a while and I kind of know the person that she is,
mm-hmm.
and I always ask, I said, when last time you been tested, by the way?
Right.
Just so we know, because we don't want to be wondering anything.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be comfortable with you when I'm doing it. You want you to be comfortable with me. So, you know, it's not something I take lightly because, you know, seriously, I mean, I don't want to have no, I mean, I've already had in my life. I don't want to be the third.
What did he just say?
I've already gone through that twice in my life. I don't want it to be a third time.
How did the girls feel?
I mean, one of them, I don't even know where the fuck she is anymore.
Well, wow, that was amazing.
Well, I mean, but it wasn't like immediately after. It's like we, you know, we talked through it after a while, and she was like, well, you know, I wasn't ready for it either. I'm like, okay, well, you know what? I mean, I don't feel like total shit because, like, I made you do something because she said she wasn't ready for it either. But I was like, you know what? I can't do this again.
How about
this
next
is too
one?
Much fucking frustration. That one was, that was an interesting one because I think if I saw her today, me and her might still hit it off.
Really?
It's a very weird
Why would y'all still
attraction.
Hit it off?
It's like, I don't want to say it's like a toxic attraction, but it's like, it's some people like you just know, okay, I know every time I fuck with this person, it always ends in us like just having like a big old nasty argument. But it's like when we see each other again, it's like, fuck.
I'm ready for it.
Damn it. Like, man, like, fuck. Here we go again. Like so, that damn Vivian Greene song.
So you free ball it again?
No.
Sure.
God, I hope not. I don't know. She just has a some kind of a strange, I don't know, some kind of strange
so
magic
like,
she puts on
how
me.
How does
I
that
just,
happen also?
Know.
Because it's like,
like we both know we don't belong together, but we just can't avoid each other. So if we see each other, it's gonna be like, hey, how you doing? Oh, nice to see you. It starts with like that little just, oh, hey, it's good to see you. How you been?
So,
and then that leads into, so you want to come over for, you know, a drink and maybe some, you know, some dinner. Or dinner, some drinks. And then that becomes, fuck, here we go again.
But then what happens with like, okay, for example, just like you said, so you, let's say I dated a dude, we were free balling it. And then all of a sudden we stop fucking with each other. Then we rekindle. Do we freeball it again?
It's so hard to go back to condoms after you freeballed.
Yeah, but there's been a time period. I don't know where you've been, son.
I've experienced that because
we ain't been messing with each other.
I've experienced that too. Like where me and her used to freeball on a regular, and then we stopped talking, and then like a couple years later we see each other again. It's like, okay, she says, okay, wait, where's the condom? And it kind of threw me off because I'm like, well, we were going raw doggy for months before this. But I said, okay, you know what? As a female, I can understand that because mm-hmm. you don't know what the fuck I've been out here doing. You know what I'm saying? So, but it kind of throws me off, though.
I'm going to change it up. So what happened was with this guy for a long time.
What's a long time? What's a long time?
A long motherfucking time. Yes. Anyway, so we was off and on for years and we was, you know, I guess freeballing it a lot. Why am I calling this fucking freeballing?
Because it's appropriate.
Okay. So he's freeballing for a while. Then we stopped messing with each other. Then I kind of got, you know, we messed with each other. And then he's the one who got a condom. And I felt offended.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So now why did you feel offended, Miss Double Standard?
Because I felt like, dude, can we have a conversation? Like, first, like, because We were sexing for a lot of years without a condom. Then all of a sudden, like, do you know if, like, ask me, like, so the last relationship you were in, what did you do? You know, like, I don't know. I kind
see,
of...
Now...
I kind of felt funny.
At that moment, you realize what it felt like to be a guy. Because
you know I'm a guy on the low, right? No, I'm joking.
Oh, my God. Okay. See, the thing about a podcast is that you can't see when someone is making that face, like, hey, hand, that make I'm joking face. She made that face.
Just I made that face. I don't have a penis. She's all woman. I was all woman. I was born with vajayjay. And I still have vajayjay.
Yes, she does. Oh.
Yeah, I still. Yeah, I mean, I always have vajayjay.
Like, obviously, yeah.
I didn't change
that's not any sort of inside information that I would only know.
I did not change the vajayjay.
No. There ain't no Caitlyn Jenner is going on over here.
Nah. Straight cash.
But yeah, so now you know how it felt to be a guy. Because
when she
said that to me, I was like, damn. Like, what the fuck you think am I here doing?
And then when he said it to me, I was like, condom, like. Dude,
same face we
I don't even remember how it felt using a condom with you. Like, we going back. I was like this. Oh, I guess you don't want it. That's exactly what I said. Was that wrong?
No.
Because I kind of felt away. I was like, what the fuck?
She said, can't y'all see I'm legally blind? Huh? Okay. I'm telling you. Well, you know what? Again. You can't take it personal because I realize
right.
that.
Yeah, when you're talking about it,
I can't take it personal.
I understand. I couldn't take it personal, but at that moment, it was like.
I know.
Like,
it threw you off. I know.
It was a throw off. It was like, what?
Drunk uncle.
I wanted to be like.
Drunk uncle.
Drunk uncle alert.
Drunk uncle dance.
I guess I was like, yo, dude, you know you like it better. I like it better. What the fuck? And then I thought
maybe he
about
was
it.
Anticipating.
But no, but you know
what?
And then I didn't think about it. He might have been in other relationships too. Of course, he was in other relationships after we weren't together. So yeah, I get it. But my ass was willing to go rogue, dog. Thank you, dog. But
well, at least he was trying to be a good guy about it by you know not having to put that on you to ask about the condom. I guess he figured he would take the lead and say, okay.
I guess, get
the condom that I know you're going to ask me to bring out because you're a girl.
I wasn't going to ask him, but.
Well, you know, he didn't know that, but hey, you know what? Yeah, it's so hard to go back to safe sex after unsafe sex.
What? Rule number one, stop coming in me.
Yeah, dudes. unless you're willing to take that chance that she's going to get pregnant, don't do it. And I know I can't do that because my guys. Are like Michael Phelps. These motherfuckers swim, boy. My guys.
What? How do you know your shit is Michael
Phelps? Believe me, I know. Because, again, the two times I fucked up is the two times that we had to go do it. I was like, again? Like, God damn, like a bullseye in this bitch.
It was like you were like.
It's like, I'm like a sharpshooter.
What happens now if you freeball it and something like that happens?
What do you mean?
She goes, Bo. I didn't get my period.
Oh, Lord of mercy. Okay. All right. Now I got to start putting some money in the savings account for this damn kid. Listen, I think at my age, I'm just too old to be going through that, man. It's like, fuck it. If it happens, it happens. Fuck
it's
it.
It's just like, what? Whatever.
It's like, do I really want to be going to an abortion clinic at 38 years
no,
old?
Oh, hell no.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's too old.
No. That's embarrassing.
It's just no.
I mean, I'm a grown. I got gray hair on my head, and I'm at an abortion clinic. Like, nigga, who you here for? Your granddaughter? Nah, man, I ain't with the shits no more, man. I mean, I'm just very careful about what I do and who I do it with.
But bottom line, but God forbid, there a specific number
of what
that you need to be like? Okay, like that you sleep without a condom?
Like a limit.
Yeah, like
we can't really say there's a limit because it's just like it's just a situation. It's like just a situation, like you know, me and this person's situation. What is our situation? You know, are we at that point where we both trust each other enough to do that? And does he trust that if she lets me go roar inside her, that I'm not gonna fucking go ham and be like, oh, I got caught up in the moment. I'm sorry. And now
but
she's.
But have you okay? I don't know about you, and I don't want to blast myself. Have you ever? Made a mistake and it's just like fuck it's already off so let's just continue.
wait what kind of mistake you talking about? What kind of mistake you talking about here?
Like it
slips in?
Like you're playing around.
Oh god. And oh boy, here we go.
This is a person you meant to go raw dog with.
Yeah, it's not a person that you meant to do that with, right?
Right. Then all of a sudden, you kind of...
It's like, well...
It kind of happens.
Fuck, it's already in.
Just keep going.
I got it. Please, I hope my mother never hears any of these conversations.
Like,
oh my
all right,
God.
Just
yes,
keep going.
It does. The slipping does happen. Sometimes I wonder, though, if girls kind of hope it slips in.
I don't...
Sometimes I'll be wondering because I'm
what
like,
"What you mean if girls hope it's slipping?"
Because sometimes they don't be fighting that hard. Like,
I think okay for
they don't be fighting that
I
hard.
I think what happened
because like,
that happened to me maybe once or twice.
this is awesome.
So
this is an awesome conversation.
What happened is that the tip goes in and you're like. Oh shit, this is fucking amazing. And then you're
word.
Like, and then you're like, no. Then you start contemplating life. Like,
and so does he. He's just like, oh, thank you, God. I'm like, you know what?
And then you
fuck.
Just then you just look up to the gods.
Like, is having a baby that bad? Like, it probably wouldn't be that bad.
Then you're just like, I don't know. And then you start contemplating life. And then it slips in a little more. And
oh, God,
like,
yeah. Well, okay, once it gets past, the helmet part of the head,
yeah,
you like, might as well just go all the way.
Then it keeps going.
And then, it just keeps going.
And then it's amazing. And then what ends up happening is all the thoughts come into the
yeah.
head. Then when it's done and it's like, you're like, oh, shit. Oh, my God.
I could have
got pregnant. Did you? Wait. You start looking at him and go, wait, hold up. Let me see the dick.
Both of y'all look at each other like, you motherfucker.
Wait, where did you took it out, right? Where did you release? Right
it's
here.
Back
you
to
sure?
Reality.
You sure? Let me see the release. Let me see the penis.
You got to inspect the
then
penis
it's like, fuck, scaredness starts to come into
it's like,
play.
It's like, you know, like 2-3 days later, you're trying to see if when I pee, is it feeling different when I pee? Is anything strange happening down there?
You start getting mad nervous. But that moment.
I know. Oh, God.
When the slippage happened, you were like,
and let me tell
yes.
you, the part that kills me is when it does slip and then she reaches and pulls me in all the way.
Oh,
it's like, well, you know what? Fuck it. We both going to die anyway. Like, fuck
but
it.
But then afterwards, that's when it's like,
like what did you do? Like? What did I do? Like you?
And then your whole life just you're like, oh my God.
Hey, y'all both trying to pass blame. Like, well, did you feel it going?
Then like, it's like it's a couple of days.
Why did you? I'm like, but you know, I didn't mean to, but you know, it just kind of slipped in. But didn't you feel like I thought you were gonna say, you know? It's like fuck it, man. Then yeah, I know it's so funny life.
It is.
So the point of the conversation was to figure out when do you go wrong, and I say immediately, no. I don't say immediately.
What?
We'd like to go raw immediately, but that's not the way the world works, my friend.
No.
Please don't get caught out there. Because there's a whole lot of shit going on. Did you hear about that super gonorrhea shit that they have now?
What is super gonorrhea?
Super gonorrhea.
What the fuck is a super gonorrhea?
It is a new strain of gonorrhea that is not able to be cured by the traditional antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, once you get it, it's hard to get rid of it. So, yeah. That's a very sobering thought. So, don't be freeballing out there. It ain't your everybody, man. Trust me. It ain't worth getting no super gonorrhea. You might as well just cut your dick off. Because that shit ain't gonna go away no time soon.
What? Super gonorrhea?
Yeah. And even gotta be careful with oral sex, too, because they say it can be passed like that, too. So... It ain't party time out there, man. Know who you doing it. You know what they said was the cause of the rise in the super gonorrhea? Take a guess.
Water? I don't know.
Fucking social media.
Huh?
People hooking up randomly with people on social media.
And
they're saying that that's what's causing the spread of the super gonorrhea because people are having a lot of more casual hookups and they're not using protection.
What do you mean
they're not
using protection?
They meet on Tinder and shit like that. And they just going at it like they know each other for years. And you just met the person on Tinder a couple days ago.
First of all, crazy. You need a Tinder. You need to wear 4 condoms.
Seriously.
So they're going to these sites. They're not using protection. And
no.
What?
Or they're just engaging in... Or what they're doing is they're trying to find the workaround. they engage in the oral sex without protection, but then putting on protection to have actual sex. But it's like, by the time you didn't had oral sex, it's too late. It's too late already.
Wow.
Know who you're sleeping with.
Word up.
There's nothing wrong with going to the fucking clinic and making sure your numbers are good.
But at the end of the day, free balling does feel good.
So fucking good. I don't know, man. God damn it. Life is so hard. Decisions.
It's like,
why does it feel so good?
It's just like, all right.
All the stuff that kills you feels so good.
I just got to get with somebody exclusive so I can just free ball it every day.
Basically, that's the best bet. Find somebody that, you know what I'm saying, you can go ham with like that. But, damn, I think our time is up.
I wish I had somebody to free ball every day, all day.
All day.
All day, every day. Sperm juice all in the pom pom. Did I just say that?
Wait, hold up. Yeah, you did say that.
Did I really just say sperm juice all in the pom
pom?
And then, you know what?
At the pool party last night, I think some people was free balling. Yo, there's something about a pool party that makes people get loose.
Loose?
Have you ever noticed that? People really be... Yo, people be in the pool fucking. You know that, right?
Yeah.
At pool parties, they be in
like
the pool
they
fucking.
Get a little too comfortable and then all of a sudden you like, why is his penis rising?
And there's all that wetness surrounding you.
And then then you see the bathing suit to the side. You like,
word. And you see people, it's like they're not dancing with each other, but they're doing something under there. It's like, what is going on? Like, they're not dancing with, like, why is she in that position for so long?
So why does water tend to get you in the mood?
I guess when you mix water and liquor.
Oh, that's a
forget about it.
That to me is one of the most deadliest combinations ever.
Somebody getting pregnant. I don't know. Seriously.
Somebody.
Yo, sex on the beach is a real thing. If there's waves crashing, and there's sand between your toes, and there's liquor, for some reason you just want to go at it with somebody. It's.
So yeah, sex on
like
the
South
beach
is notorious. No,
I don't
South
know.
Notorious.
I've never.
I've been invited to take a walk on the beach on South Beach a couple times.
So when somebody,
so
did you free ball it on the beach?
No, I did not, because I knew what it meant to go take a walk on the beach, so I came prepared. Plus, it's Miami. You don't want to go home and not know if you have a baby in South Carolina.
But maybe you knew the person.
No,
like
no.
One time when
no.
I was in.
I have never had sex with a girl I knew before I went to Miami in Miami. It's always a chick that I meet down there.
Well, I knew the guy. I end up being with him.
Like, you mean like
in a
for long? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. And oh, that's cute.
No, we knew each other before Miami. And we just happened to go to Miami at the same time. This is when we were getting to know each other. And he's like, let's go on a walk on the beach. And me being naive, I said, oh, okay, sure.
At night? Mm-hmm. At night? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's only one reason you go to the beach at night.
Then all of a sudden, it got to a point. Okay. After I finish telling the story, I think this podcast is over. So, it's always cash story day.
Always.
So, what ended up happening was, get on the beach. Of course, I am naivete. So I was like, all right, let's go on the beach because there's no place for us to really hang out because these dudes that I'm staying with are notorious for having women in the room, a.k.a. Mo.
Excuse me.
So we go on the beach and we're chilling. Then all of a sudden, we're getting a little frisky, misky, and he didn't have a condom.
Mm.
And then he was like...
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be that bad. Just slip to the side. Mm. And I was like,
slip to the side. That is so awesome when she slips that, pulling panties to the side.
He's like, just slip the panties to the side.
Oh, good God.
But yes. I had willpower, even though it kind of... Temptation is a bitch.
It damn sure is.
Temptation was real then.
You know, and it's good to hear that y'all get just as tempted as we do because we think we're some animals that just can't control our urges and shit. At least it's good to know that y'all get tempted too.
Temptation.
So we're not alone.
Temptation is a motherfucking bitch.
You are not alone.
So.
Yo, we be having a fight all my life.
I had the urge
to stick it in raw.
Had to fight.
What do you got, 10 seconds?
To just go now.
So what happened? Did you do it raw dog or no? Come on. We got 5 seconds. Yes or no? Quick. If you don't say no, we're going to say yes.
From what I remember, no, we did not.
Mm, all right. Anyway, from what she remembers.
Yeah.
Well, that's enough for
another
today.
Conversation.
Another conversation. All right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. See you later.
All right.
We're
going
to be all right. We hate Popo. But we gonna be all right.